You are listening to Jing News. I'm Ken.
Shipwrecks of Victoria to be rescued from watery graves. The hunt is on for shipwrecks long lost off Australia's southern coast in a bid to preserve our maritime history. Fishing fleets are being enlisted to help find missing wrecks deep in their watery graves. In a new partnership between Fishers, Heritage Victoria, and the Victorian state government. The seafood industry will be given new technology and guidelines to report the coordinates of ships lost in Victorian waters up to 224 years ago. New funding and processes that make it easier to report possible shipwreck sites are part of the plan. Resources to recognize and record discoveries are also being developed so they can be used by other maritime industries to help find the wrecks. State Planning Minister Richard Wynne said the Heritage Victoria Shipwreck Discovery Program was aimed at identifying and reporting possible shipwreck sites encountered through commercial fishing. Shipwrecks offer fascinating glimpses into the past of both Australian and world history. That's why it is important any new discoveries are recorded and conserved, he said. This program recognized the important role maritime industries play as custodians of our underwater heritage and brings new life to the research for Victoria's undiscovered treasures. More than 660 ships are believed to have been wrecked in Victorian waters, but only 318 have been found. It comes as Heritage Victoria has compiled a list of the top 18 shipwrecks lost off the stretch of Australia's southern coast, including HMS Cepho, a British Royal Navy ship last seen entering Bass Strait in 1858. The list also includes the Sydney Cove's longboat, the first recorded wreck of a European vessel along the Victorian coastline, abandoned near 90 Mile Beach in 1797. Anyone who finds a possible shipwreck site or artifact will be asked under the plan to record or estimate the GPS position and contact Heritage Victoria's Maritime Archaeology Team. The site will then be assessed and registered on an Australasian Underwater Culture Heritage Database. Mr. Wynne said Victoria's missing underwater culture heritage included wooden sailing ships, steamships, aircraft, and submarines that went down along the coast, dating from before Victoria's settlements to the mid-20th century. Shipwrecks are part of our culture heritage, and it is our collective responsibility to protect this heritage for current and future generations, he said. In a reminder of Victoria's maritime past, a lorn man found a 3-meter piece of shipwreck timber in April after it washed ashore after strong storms. Heritage Victoria identified the timber as a type of iron bark, confirming it was from an Australian-built ship. Thank you for listening.